Hello. Can anyone hear me? What kind of business doesn't have someone at the front desk? Unbelievable. Excuse me. Does anyone actually work here? Hello? Hi. I've been waiting for like 15 minutes now and I'm sorry. It's just that I had to drive a few hours to get here. Yeah, I'm a little tired. I didn't mean to sound impolite. So, I have some questions. I don't. Yes, I flipped through the brochure, but I'm still a bit confused. I guess my first question is, can we really adopt a writer? I know the Home for Writers Law passed a few years ago, but I never really kept up with it. Yes, this would be my first time adopting. I see. That's what motivated me to stop reading public scripts and come down here. I think I'm ready to take care of someone. Do you have any writers up for adoption right now? Well, actually, do you have this writer up for adoption? I looked them up on your website. Perfect. Yeah, I'd love to see them. Sure, I'll wait. Aren't you just the most adorable writer? What's your name? Oh, the shy type. I love it. You have a beautiful name, but how do you feel about pet names? I was thinking, sweetheart. Darling. Cupcake. My dearest. Just to name a few. You seem to like those. Keep being cute for a second. I'll just ask the adoption agents me really quickly. Would it be all right if I spoke to them one on one? Yep, I'll let you know when we're done. Thank you. How are you feeling, sweetheart? Nervous? I'm nervous too. I am. You're the first writer up for adoption I've talked to. When I learned why these adoption centers exist, it made my heart heavy. I had to come visit. That's why you're here, right? Writer's block. I'm sorry you're dealing with that. Can I ask you a few things? Just to be sure we're a match. Is that okay with you? Fantastic. I looked up your catalogue and I just adore your style. How open are you to trying new ideas? And are you okay if we developed our own tags? Something to make us stand out. Yeah, custom ones. Those are the most fun. And how do you feel about studying for a script? What I mean is, I like to immerse myself in roles. It would help if we could act out your scripts. That way we'd know what works and what doesn't. Is that something you'd be interested in? Oh, you are. That's wonderful. I just love someone who shies away, looks down when being spoken to. I can tell you prefer expressing yourself in a script. Your words, my voice. How does that sound? I'm very satisfied with your answers. And I would love to take you to your new home. I want you to be completely honest with me. Do you want to be mine? I thought so. Excuse me. I think we're ready over here. Yep. It went really well. Wouldn't you agree, sweetheart? I'd love to adopt this one. Sure. Here's my voice artist card. I'm not quite sure if it's valid since it's been so long, so I've also brought my welcoming committee card also. And do I have to sign anything? Of course, I can look over these forms while you do the background check. As the caretaker, you must adhere to the health codes listed below. You must also keep records up to date. Provide official documents if required. Wow, this is a long section. What's the official documents? Ah, I see. I'll get their documents in the mail, correct? Got it. Do I sign on the line here? Perfect. Is there anything else, or? Awesome. I'm really excited about finally adopting my very own scriptwriter. Oh, definitely. I'll call you if anything pops up. Thank you so much. You too. Have a nice day. You ready to head out, my dearest? Alright. Let's go. You look so exhausted. I brought some blankets and laid them out on the back seat of my car. You can take a nap for the long drive back home if you'd like. You want to walk around a bit, or are you ready to lay down? Okay. Scoot over so I can jump in with you. There we go. Whew. This went faster than I thought. Truth be told, it did seem like a slow day for them. Could we chat for a little bit? When I said I was nervous, it was an understatement. I've never provided for someone before. I'm well off financially. That's not a worry. I just hope I can be a good owner for you. Oh, sweetheart. I'm trying to comfort you, and here you are rubbing my hand. I'll promise I'll do my best. I want to give you the life you deserve. That writer's block. I want to help you overcome that. Well, by being your muse, I want to inspire you. Fill you with ideas. Get your creativity going again. Your words deserve to be heard. That little smile peeking out. I think this is the first genuine smile you've given me since we've met. Come here. You go. You don't have to worry anymore. I'm here to help you. Everything is going to be alright. I believe in you. Relax in my arms. Go of all that tension. You can be yourself with me. Let me take care of you. It seems I'll take care of you in more ways than one. I can see how you're squirming, your legs together. All that cuddling must have gotten you excited. Don't be embarrassed. It's okay to be needy. In fact, I'm actually flattered. Do you want some help with that, baby? That little nod is all I need. Lay on your back for me. Just before continuing, you'll tell me me to stop if you ever feel uncomfortable. Okay, my dearest. Good. Good. Then let's get these trousers off. Not only did I pick a shy writer, but one that is perfect in every sense of the word. I love your thighs. Do you want to know why I love them? Well, I did say I was doing well for myself in terms of money. My apartment isn't that big, so we might have to get up close and personal, such as sleeping together. Maybe even shower together. But what I really, really want is for you to sit on my lap. And we both work on a script. And we both work on a script. Though I might distract you with some teasing. You wouldn't mind, right? Good answer. So, those thighs of yours, they're just the right size to sit right on top of mine. Or, I can sit on your lap. Works either way. Sure to enjoy those moments. For now, enjoy this one. Further up, getting closer between your legs. Moving your shirt up so I can plant some kisses on this beautiful tummy. Kiss these nipples. Oh, are you sensitive? This is turning me on way more than it should. Come here. You need to taste those lips. You're so beautiful, sweetheart. Why are you whimpering? Oh, touch you. I'm having such a good time being up here. Is having my body tower over yours too much? I'm not going to touch you. The only way you'll get some release is if you touch yourself. Beg for permission first. Say, please, may I touch myself? Louder, sweetheart. I didn't quite catch that. Such an obedient writer. I give you permission to touch yourself. Nuh-uh. I'm not moving. Sneak one hand down and pleasure yourself for me. I'm staying right here. I want to stare into your eyes. Want to watch you. Is this distracting you? But I have to moan. You're being so quiet. I bet it feels so good, doesn't it? Keep touching yourself. I think what I'm looking forward to the most is finding where exactly your weak points are. Don't worry, sweetheart. We'll have plenty of time to find them together. Are you making yourself feel good for me? There are so many kinks I want us to try. I think starting out with vanilla would be a good baseline. And then we could indulge in the more fun stuff. You like that idea? I like it too. I can't wait to try out all the wild ideas you come up with. Keep pleasuring yourself. That's it. No more for me. Nuh-uh. I didn't say stop. Keep moaning. Is my baby close? but I wanted to talk about your scripts. I don't think you should come just yet. Fine. Fine. I'll let you come if you promise to turn today into a script. Meeting me, being shy and cute, being needy. Come make me so like deep in your eyes. Will you do that for me once we get home, my dearest? Good. Then do it. Come for me. Do as I say. And come for your owner. Oh, there you go. Coming on command. Such a good and obedient writer. Come on. You can enjoy the pleasure a little bit more. Yes. And come back down for me. Slow down your movements. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. I've got you. Kissing you while you shake in orgasmic bliss. That's the hottest thing I've ever seen. Was it good, sweetheart? Yeah, I'm happy. Shh. No, no, don't move. Just stay right there and breathe with me. In. In. 1, 2, 3, hold. 1, 2, 3, exhale. Are you okay? Yeah. You're mine now. Writer's block doesn't own you. I do. I don't want you to forget that. Good. Take rest while we drive back. Once we get home, it'll be my turn to lay down, and I want you to return the favor. If you have energy left afterwards, I want us to work on that script together. Understand? I'm looking forward to it. I've asked for your name, but I haven't given you mine. My name? It's Marco. Marco. On your